The United States Constitution clearly states that in the First Amendment we have freedom of speech. Censorship is defined as a restriction of that constitutional right. For example, many conservatives like me rejoiced when Elon Musk took over Twitter. So I ask my fellow conservatives to not be hypocritical today. You have to understand that we don't want these people to censor the voices of the public library or the people who wrote the book, just as they did Twitter. And moving on, our freedom of speech relates to this point of this speech specifically, because granted, this book is quite horrific, yet we still shouldn't take it away, as it is our right to have access to. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, my third point of analysis. If I want to learn about gender studies and more by reading, I'll check out the book with my parents' permission. Yet, if my parents don't want me to read it, then you best believe that I will follow by their example, because I respect my parents, and I respect my family as a good Christian. My God gave me free will, so I have the right to choose whether or not to read the sinful book. Many will argue, however, that we have to ban it to make sure that this kind of material can't get in the hands of kids, yet I believe that it is petty to have to ban something to make sure nobody reads it, and it shows how much we have failed as a community here in Valley City. In the end, good parenting, simple morals, will be the only thing, the only legal thing, that can stop us from reading this book as well. In conclusion, I'm not arguing that this book is a good thing. I'm, in fact, think quite the opposite. I'm arguing that it is our right to have it constitutionally, willingly, and rightfully. And finally, I'll leave you all with this. The last time somebody banned books was in Nazi Germany. They even went as far as to burn them. My family's history and records in Germany were lost, and to this day, we do not know of relatives that lived there before 1945. Let's stop while we're ahead.